107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's great to check in with Angela Braham with Gallery Stratford. We'll find out what's going on or not going on. Angela joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Jamie.
Well, we certainly know that people are talking about the Lightscape at Gallery Stratford. This has been part of the Lights on Stratford Winter Festival of Lights. How would you describe the Lightscape? I've seen a lot of people online saying, what is it or what's it all about? How would you describe Lightscape, Angela?
Well, I think it's a lot like contemporary art, where we want people to sort of imagine what it could be. So we've heard everything from people think it's a spider, people think it's something from a Tim Burton movie. We want people to use their imagination. So we created something that we can illuminate with lights, we can change the lights on a regular basis. It kind of moves a little bit with the wind. In the daytime it looks kind of just like this sort of creature in the middle of our park, and at night it just comes alive. So it's not supposed to be anything. It's supposed to be what you can see in it. It allows people to use their imagination and be creative and kind of have fun with it.
I think it's great. It's a great part of Lights on Stratford. And, you know, if you've seen the photos on social media, you do have to check it out because the photos don't quite do it justice. It's quite a good-sized display, if you will.
Yeah, it's a 40 feet in diameter, and it's about a good 20 feet high, plus the appendages that come out of it are, you know, stand up another probably 30 feet altogether, about 6 feet in diameter. It's quite a scale. We worked with Tallman here in town, so we wanted to do something that was locally designed, locally created. So, again, part of the whole kind of creative partnerships we have here in the community.
Yeah, if you're driving along Romeo Street, you can't miss it.
And that was the whole idea, and that's why we placed it where we did, so that people would see it from all angles, and it kind of complements the building, but also is separate from it, and it gives people a chance to, like, what is this thing that just landed in the middle of the park? So it's kind of this whimsical, fun addition to Lights on Stratford, and we're really excited to be a partner with them this year.
And let's talk about the building, Gallery Stratford. Now, unfortunately, with the current restrictions, the Gallery Stratford, unfortunately, remains closed through the restrictions. But the building itself is kind of lit up, and this has been kind of a project or a special project for you.
Yeah, one of the things that really sort of struck me when I came here 6 years ago was how we've got this amazing building, but it's, especially at night, it's set in the park, and it's dark, and it just was almost invisible. And so I've been trying to figure out how to light this building for years, but, you know, we're a nonprofit, so we don't have money to spend on extravagances like fancy lighting. So we were able to, between some money we received from RTO4's Shareable Moments and a partnership with Ideal Supply and working with Lloyd's Electric, we were able to kind of pull this all together and finally light the building. And so we've got this amazing new technology neon light strip that can change colors. So we've kind of adopted purple as our color for this year, but we can change the colors seasonally if we like. We can change the colors to celebrate whatever. And I think it just really highlights the architecture of the building. I think that it makes the building just pop and come alive at night. And then to enhance that, because we're closed, we've kind of gone all out and we've got purple lights in the lobby and purple lights in the shed space. So the whole building is kind of glowing purple, which is kind of fun and interesting. And we've got 1,000 lights on the floor in the shed space, which just kind of, it creates this really interesting contemporary pattern at night and just, again, makes the building glow.
Oh, yeah, you got to check it out. And I'm glad we've checked in with you this week, Angela, because the online auction continues, but it wraps up this week. Is that right?
It wraps up on Sunday night, yes. So there's some really, I hate saying that about art because, art is valuable and I want artists to, you know, sell their work for full value, but there's some amazing deals to be had. There's some really good work, and there's something for everyone, and there's things priced in the $100 up to, $4,000 or $5,000. So we've got things in every price range. We've got, very more traditional representational work. We've got work that's very abstract. We've got photography. We've got painting. We've got, some little whimsical sculptures from Eden and Judy Palmer, their Triple R robots. There's just something for everyone there. And I mean, the nice thing is that it supports the gallery and helps us support our exhibition programs for this year.
And so the auction ends this Sunday, January 16th at midnight. Details with Gallery Stratford, so you can check that out. And Angela, anything else going on that folks need to know?
No, just that, you know, like, we're sad to be closed. I mean, the whole point of being an art gallery is to be open to the public. And I think that art really kind of, you know, is something that gives people joy and helps with health and wellness. And so being closed at this time is difficult, but we totally also understand, and the health and safety of our community is most important. So, but I mean, I encourage people to walk around our grounds. I mean, we've got the lightscape. Our lights, you know, the lights at night are beautiful. It's now safe at night. Also, what they've done at the bridge, what they've lit that up. So this whole area just becomes kind of magical at night, and we've got our art in the trees outside. We've got sculpture to walk around in. I think that exploring outdoor art in the snow and in the winter is a great individual or family activity.
It sounds perfect. It's always a series of discoveries with Gallery Stratford, for sure. So again, we'll share links and details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. With a reminder, the online auction ends this Sunday at midnight, so get those bids in. Angela Brain with Gallery Stratford. Thanks so much for this, Angela.
Thanks, Jamie. Have a great day.